Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. So today I woke up really, really early. Now, normally when I sleep, I don't keep my mobile phones or my electronic devices very close to where I sleep. And I switch them off and keep them very far away from where I sleep. But I normally keep my watch right on my bedside table. So I woke up and I look at my watch real quick. And it's still quite early, you know. And the thing is, it's good to wake up early, right? But I'm also trying to get in enough hours of sleep. I normally try to clock in at least 7 hours. But 8 hours does it for me, you know. So I look at the clock, it's really, really early. And damn, I decide, you know what, I'm going to go back to sleep real quick. But something just tells me, nah, today's not one of those days. You know, there's these situations where you wake up, and it's difficult to get back to sleep for some reason, you know. So I felt that, listen, I'm going to toss and turn here. And before I know it, it's going to be half an hour. Before I know it, it's going to be an hour. And then it's going to be for what? Why was I tossing and turning the whole time? I could have used that hour to do something else, right? So I just lay in bed. I lay supine. And I'm pretty much just looking at the ceiling real quick. And I just start sending out all the gratitude for this wonderful new day. I mean, you know, waking up in the morning is like, bro, you wake up. Okay, I woke up. So what? Hey, listen, there's millions. I'm talking about millions of people that couldn't see this particular day that you woke up to, talking about, yeah, so what? Just another day, right? Yeah, so it's really important to put out that gratitude, you know, start your day right. So feeling slightly frustrated that, you know, I couldn't get in my 8 hours uninterrupted, I decided, you know what, I'm going to suit up for work and I'm going to go to the gym right this moment. So I pretty much just ready myself up real quick. I ready myself up and I step out and I go to the gym. I get to the gym. I'm fully focused. I got my headphones on. I ain't speaking to no one. I ain't looking at people, just doing my thing. The gym is pretty much empty, just a few people here and there, and that's my type of situation, you know? So I train legs, and I train legs very, very hard. Now, this is morning time. Of course, my body has come from this elevated period of rest, and this is really, really good for strength. It's really good for focus, for peak performance, pretty much. I put in so much work with my leg session. By the time I get back to the crib and shower up again and get in that post-workout meal, you know, something nice, super nutrient-dense, highly appreciated meal, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just remembered real quick, I just remembered that, you know, a highly appreciated meal is relative, right? Because, you know, people out here have different combinations of meals that, you know, work for them, you know what I'm saying? I know someone that, you know, would sit down and enjoy their grilled tomatoes, you know, with some milk. You know what I'm saying? Who does that, bro? Grilled tomatoes with some milk. That's breakfast. Bro, I know that sounds weird, right? But listen, if that's weird, then you haven't met people out here that actually have some really, really weird food combination. I don't want to get too deep into that because, yeah, that's a story for another day, but I'm definitely going to talk about that soon. So, yeah, so as soon as I have my meal, sleep is literally pulling me in, right? The same sleep that was very elusive is now pulling me in. And I wanted to actually read a chapter of a book that was really interesting that I was reading previously, But I felt really, really tired. I needed a nap. And I had some time on my hands because I trained really, really early. So I decided to sleep. And I had this weird dream. It wasn't really weird, but I had this dream. And the thing about sleep at that time in the morning hours, mid-morning, you know, sleep at that time is normally quite, I can say it's quite deep. You know, if you actually fall asleep from a place of not having achieved your proper or set hours of sleep, when you fall asleep, the sleep is normally quite deep and the dreams can be quite, you know, vivid, you know what I'm saying? So I have this weird dream. I see myself with some few familiar faces on an elevator. But surprisingly, I'm the one controlling the elevator. I'm the one pressing the buttons, right? I'm the one who's like, you know, pressing the buttons. Everyone else in the elevator, a few familiar faces, they ain't doing nothing. That dream was very short, but that's what I remember particularly. Now, this elevator was actually situated in a very modern building, but not a building that I'm familiar with, right? And I could tell, in one way, shape, or form, I could tell the elevator was headed really, really high, like in one of the really, because it was a skyscraper for sure, in one of the high floors, the higher floors, right? So during the day, I've been thinking about that dream. I'm like, okay, so I was the one controlling the elevator. All these people were in the lift just silent, right? So could it be we're headed to the same floor? Or could it just be that this dream was symbolic, right? You see, here's the thing. At times, you get to a place in life where you feel like you no longer fit in. That circle that you came from back in the days with, that circle that you grew with, it gets to a place you no longer fit in with them. And the thing is, you might feel a little bit weird because, you know, all those activities and all those things that used to be your thing with your squad no longer feel like, you know, they work for you anymore. You know what I'm saying? They no longer fit into your ideal idea of a good time, a fun time, you know, of unwinding pretty much. But you see, as human beings, we have an innate desire to fit in, you know. We have this innate desire to belong to social groups. You know, we have this need for belonging. It's literally deeply rooted in our evolutionary history. And, you know, back in ancient times, actually, being part of a group increased your chances of survival, you know, and access to resources as well. So this instinct has been engraved in our DNA, has been carried through to modern times as well. And that's why you feel like, you know, you want to fit in. And that's why fitting in is actually associated with acceptance, you know, security, support, right? So, you know, when we feel like we don't fit in, it can actually trigger feelings of isolation, loneliness, right? Sometimes even anxiety. And we tend to seek validation. We tend to seek connection with other people because it provides a sense of identity and purpose. But I need you all to understand that, you know, it's imperative to remember true belonging actually comes from being authentic and just being true to ourselves, right? It's not about conforming or trying to fit in artificially. And that's something I've established over time. Now, this dream, as I was thinking about this dream, I actually realized that, you know, this dream was very symbolic. I'm in control of my mission, you know what I'm saying? I'm in control of my purpose. Of course, all strength and grace doesn't come from me. That comes from a higher power, you know what I'm saying? And I acknowledge that, you know, it doesn't come from me entirely, right? But here's the thing. This higher power has empowered me to actually make decisions, has empowered me with free will. So I must be out here, you know, trying my best every single day to move closer and closer and closer to fulfilling my purpose, fulfilling my mission on earth, right? Now, a little something about me that most of y'all probably don't know is in this time in my life right now, I keep a very small circle, and it's very difficult for me to actually open up and, you know, create, you know, this whole social group and, you know, crew and all that. You know, it's like I struggle with that, right? So I have a very tight-knit group of individuals that I consider close, and it's a handful pretty much. You know, it's a very small group. And so I reckon I'm not the kind of person that has issues with, you know, letting go. Yeah, I got no issues with attachment, yeah? And what I noticed is, you know, just being on a constant path of personal and professional development, you know, my priorities, my interests, and my goals shifted really, really, really strongly. So this caused a very big disconnect with so many people around me. I used to be one individual with a huge social group or social circle, and this is something that never brought me any good. Eventually, when I thought about it later on, after I moved on past that juncture in my life, I realized, you know, I was really, really, really taking steps forward and back at the same time. And here's the thing, you know, as we evolve and strive for personal growth, when our perspective starts shifting, you know what I'm saying? When our values start getting enhanced, so many aspirations can change. You know, this is a transformation that may result in a total outgrowing of relationships. You outgrow relationships. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. In hindsight, there's a misalignment in goals. There's a misalignment in values. You know what I'm saying? And it is very natural to actually grow apart. Here's the thing. You see, weight. The thing about weight is good, but excess weight becomes a problem. That is why every time you see people subscribing to this new lifestyle, because they're trying to lose excess weight. Because here's the thing with excess weight, it causes problems, it causes sickness. It reduces the quality of life, right? And so that's the thing, even with moving forward. You want to move forward, you want to shed some extra weight. All those people you went to school with, there's only a few people that you can actually reach out to from your phone book. There's very few people, right? Most of them, you ain't even sure if they're alive or dead, you know? And here's the thing. Most of times, even the people that you're with in school and you connect with on social media, there's a massive disconnect. You can't even keep a conversation for too long. I don't know if some of y'all can relate to that. You know, you feel like, okay, we used to be tight, right? We used to be really good back in the day. But right now, we can't even have a conversation. It's like we no longer have anything in common. I feel like this separation, for me as an individual, this separation was not challenging at all. I underwent this growth. I had a total mind shift change, and that came with more wisdom and more discernment to actually unpackage the new scenario, the new situation better, right? Now, I just want to put it out there that as soon as you start experiencing some growth, some elevation, and you feel like people are no longer connecting with you, right? Especially people that you always wished the best for, and it now seems like they're no longer happy for you even as you move forward. Don't take it personally. You know, that's just life, and that's just how it happens, you know. The truth is, we can't go forward with everyone. Okay? You see, the thing is, all of us have unique journeys to follow. And sometimes it also means making some tough decisions about who you surround yourself with. embrace that change, you know, step out of your little bubble, your little comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Stay true to your aspirations. And that's the way that you will reach your full potential. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to put it out there, you know, just stay determined, stay focused, keep moving forward with absolute confidence, because your mission and purpose are worth pursuing. And even if it means leaving some individuals behind, trust in your journey, trust in the process, you know, believe in that positive impact that you make by staying true to yourself, because you have no idea what value you're about to unleash to the world if you just keep steadily moving forward. You just never know, right? Now, I want to appreciate you all so much for tuning into this point of the podcast. Yeah, today that was just, you know, my quick random rant. I'm going to see you all on the next one. As I always say, go out there and be biased in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.